Not in the state of Florida. We have enrolled at least around 1.8 million so far. We have far exceeded the previous year's enrollment, not only the enrollment targets, but the enrollments that we've actually accomplished in the previous year. So this year has been higher than any year previously, and those that sign up will have coverage for 2017.
If it does get repealed, who are the types of people that will be most affected?
It will be people who don't have access to health insurance through employers. Women will no longer have those protections to not have higher premiums based on gender. Children will be losing their coverage they have through on their parents through the age 26. So young adults. We have a lot of young adults that get coverage and get free preventive care and free contraceptive care, and they won't. That stuff will go away with the repeal. So these are the things that people have been able to take advantage of with the Affordable Care Act. Preventive care, people won't be able to be, are not currently able to be denied for pre-existing conditions. They get free preventive care, things like that. Those are all the components of the ACA.
Are people that you talk to that are hearing that ACA might be repealed, are they confident that what it will be replaced with will be something that's better for them?
Consumers have no clarity on this. I would say that most consumers we talk to are confused about what is going to take place next. They're concerned. Obviously, a lot of people didn't have access to health care, now have access to health care in a way they never had before, and they're concerned that access to health care is going to be taken away. So they're very concerned about this. I wouldn't say that there are no questions, because there's lots of questions. And, you know, the best that we can do is provide information that we know to be true when it's available.